Work is underway on a plan to improve the safety of female MPs. It comes on the back of research showing harassment of elected officials, especially women, is on the rise. An Otago University report has found 98% of respondents had experienced some form of harassment, up from 87% in 2014. But only 48% said they'd reported it to police, and 56% sought assistance from parliamentary security. Women are considerably more likely to face abuse on most counts than male politicians, including threats of sexual violence and threats against their families. The Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians New Zealand Group is working on a plan to help improve security for women parliamentarians. Labour MP Kushla Taingere Manuel is the co-chair and joins us now. Tēnā koe, Kushla.
Tēnā koe, Lisa. Kia ora koutou e whakarongo mai ana.
What kind of threats and what kind of comments are directed towards women in Parliament that you're aware of?
So obviously, this I've just been newly elected, so I wasn't around at the time that this survey was conducted. And I mean, I don't really want to speak about other women's experiences. I think it's just really important that this survey has highlighted it and we can do something about it so that we don't discourage wahine and any diverse groups and voices from wanting to be a part of Parliament.
Do you feel safe at Parliament?
I personally feel safe. I haven't been subject to any abuse as yet, even out and about throughout the electorate. And I think that's the point. It needs to stay that way. I think Parliamentary Services security team do a great job of making sure that our premises throughout our electorates are secure, and I think we need to keep it this way. I think perhaps it was heightened, as the report highlighted, by the COVID response. We saw people's responses to that. At the time when that protest was going on, I was employed by New Zealand Rugby, and I'm aware of people there whose children were spat at, opportunity trying to get to school. Some of my colleagues at New Zealand Rugby even moved out.
Well, Kushla, we're just losing you there on the line. So if I could get you to move a little bit, because we want to hear what you have to say. Do you have any thoughts, because I'm sure you talk amongst your colleagues and across the House. I mean, why do you think female MPs are bearing the brunt of this?
I think there's a perception that females or wahine are more vulnerable and therefore open to attack. And I think what's more disturbing, Lisa, is the fact that people's families have been threatened, and that's not okay. I mean, I think as politicians, we understand, and we are, you know, we're here to serve the public, and I don't mind people disagreeing with policies, but I think we need to draw the line between critique and abuse.
Your line is slightly dodgy, Kushla, but I really want to persist. Let's see if we can get through this. I mean, what kind of things potentially could you do to improve security? Because that's ultimately what you want to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and as I said, I think so. Dana Kirkpatrick and I, who are the co-chairs, we realise this is bigger than parties, and that's the beauty of the Commonwealth Women's Parliament group. We haven't had a chance to meet yet, but we'll certainly work in a bipartisan way to try and construct some solutions around this. A big part of it, Lisa, is public awareness and, you know, drawing the line that abuse is not acceptable towards anyone. I mean, if I walk into a shop and don't like the retailer, you know, for example, I'm not going to hurl abuse at them and threaten to follow them home and harm their families. So
why do people think they can do that to MPs then?
Yeah, and I think maybe that's it. You know, I don't think people realise their access here in other countries. I had a taxi driver say that to me. You know, they can't get near politicians where they're from. So, you know, and I'd hate to change that. But I think we need to say, look, the public eye, we're sort of public property and some boundaries. By all means, disagree, but Abuse will not be tolerated.
Thank you, Kushla. That is Labour MP Kushla Taingiri-Manuel. Sorry about the line there. She is part of, well, she's co-chair of the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians New Zealand Group. They are working on a plan to improve security for women, cross-party, as she said, rising threats, particularly against female MPs.